Kink in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have a massive, insane studio, so yes, this is at home, but it's a sort of makeshift room. As you can see, it's a bit of a mess at the moment, but we're getting there. So yeah, no, good. I've just it's just been writing and you know, sort of I'm trying to get this next record ready to go, hopefully to come out later next year. So yeah, it's nice to be getting stuck back into that, because I've been doing, well, a lot of other stuff that isn't writing. So it's nice to be back in my element, really.
Did you ever get some complaints from your neighbors about the lot of noise you make, or is it just a good acoustic room?
I don't get noise complaints in the day, and I don't tend to play. I don't play drums past a certain time, you know. So it's not too bad, actually, to be fair. This isn't a soundproof room because we sort of built it ourselves, but it deadens the sound enough that you can get away with it in the daytime, you know. But yeah, it is a nightmare. I bought an electronic kit for my flat, and even an electronic kit when you're in like a sort of an apartment complex, it still is too loud. The kick drum just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. So like, and for me, drums is like the... Without drums, especially without real drums, ideally, that's how I would sort of write everything, really. I just play drums and then sort of think of the rest in my head, sort of thing. So without the drums, I feel really lost, you know.
Yeah.
So it's nice to be back in this room where this is where it all started, in this room with the band. So, yeah.
But that's interesting. A new Bad Nerve song starts with the drums, just not with lyrics or guitar. It starts with drums.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, me and Will did like a bunch of tracks together for that first album. He would play guitar and I would jam drums, and we'd jam that together. And then I would take what we'd done, guitars and drums, and sort of make them into, you know, songs. But when I'm doing stuff on my own, I do start with guitar a bit sometimes, but the guitar's not like my main instrument, really. You know, that's sort of like my least favorite part, really. So I sort of I tend to fiddle around on guitar, and then drums help guide me, you know, where I want to go with guitars, really, or at least rhythm wise anyway, you know. So yeah, no, a lot of it does. I never start with lyrics, is always last, really, you know, because I don't know, that's just the way I do it, really. I don't know how everyone else does. I can't imagine starting a song with lyrics. I do have like a notepad in my phone where I jot down random lyric ideas when they come to me, but generally speaking, I wait until I've got a feel for the music, and then that music kind of encourages whatever I'm thinking, you know, if that makes sense.
And the drums in the songs gives a lot of energy. I saw you play at the Device Fest this year in Groningen.
Oh yeah.
The drums are very important for your band.
Oh, big time, yeah. And they're so the beats are fairly basic to an extent, but they're, it's just the speed and the non, like there's no break, you know. I mean, Sam's an incredible drummer, you know. I mean, without him, you know, I don't know if we'd be able to do it, to be honest. It's a very vital part of the sound, and you got to have someone who's got the nerve to try and play it, which fortunately Sam has.
There is a new song of Bad Nerves. I would love to play it on the radio now, and after that, talk about more, because I saw you playing. I would love to talk about it.
Yeah, wicked, man. Me too.
Because Bad Nerves have a very good relationship with the Netherlands. The first time I saw your band play, it was at the Eurosonic Festival. It was 2 years ago, or almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's the beginning of January 2020 that was. So, yeah. While ago.
That was the photo taken for the debut album, and now the picture for this new song, Don't Stop, it's taken in Rotterdam.
Exactly, at Rotown, one of our favorite places on earth. All the people there are amazing. Netherlands is just the place for us, it feels like, anyway, you know. And some play France and Germany as well, but Netherlands seems to be everybody we meet over there is just so into music in the same way that we are, so passionate, especially about rock, like rock music, you know. And it's not that people in here, over here in England, aren't passionate about it, but it doesn't seem like, it's just a different vibe. Like, I mean, I would play Netherlands every week if I was allowed in the country.
But I can't wait to see more shows. We are so ready for that.
Oh man, me too. I just want to go and play. Europe is the place we enjoyed playing most, and then obviously Brexit, and obviously now COVID as well, has made it very well, a lot more difficult. Like we came and did that Netherlands, those few, right, that little run in the Netherlands, which was, you know, Vicefest, which was one of my favorite shows ever, actually. But we got in there just before all these new restrictions, because I'm not sure if we can go back there for the moment. But
at the moment, is everything closed in the Netherlands as well again?
It's crazy, really. But what I find crazy is that before COVID, you know, we didn't even have an album out when COVID started, which is nuts, because it feels to me, that feels like a lifetime ago. The album came out, and then I was making all the music videos like in my bedroom and stuff like that. And that seems so long ago. Like, it's just weird to think that, you know, it's been going on for so long that before it started, we didn't have most of our music videos. The album wasn't fully recorded. So it's just crazy. You know, it's like literally the whole Bad Nerves thing seems to be caught up in this whirlwind of global pandemics.
You think you can do it without a pandemic, this band?
What's that? This is the thing. We have joked and said that we will only ever release albums in pandemics. That's going to be our thing.
So hopefully this all ends and the band is gone.
Yeah, exactly. Once pandemic's done, it's over. It's too easy. If everything went back to normal, it would be too easy.
The new song is released, and it was a fan favorite, right? People needed this song to be released.
Well, the new song, sorry.
Yeah. Don't Stop.
And we needed it to be released as well. I was having sort of talks with, because, you know, the music industry shuts down in at Christmas, you know, and there's that whole, and I understand why you want to put things out, you know, when the music industry is, you know, not on holiday. But then it just got to the point where it's like, well, the music industry, with the exception of a few small, cool people, you know, has never done fuck all for me. So why am I waiting? Why am I waiting to put out this song whilst all these people who don't give a shit are in bed? You know, like, I don't care. And fortunately, the team that we've got behind us reluctantly agreed and helped put it out. And it was, and it's just nice to get something new out, you know, because obviously it'd been a year since the album came out, pretty much to the date. So, and it's just a fast, angry, probably the shortest song yet. I don't know if I can get much shorter than that, but
I'm so glad you released this song, because my show is properly new music, so this was the one song I could play all December.
Wicked, man, honestly, thanks so much. I'm so glad you like it. It's fucking wicked. Am I allowed to swear? Sorry, I'm trying not to swear.
For sure, fucking sure.
My New Year's resolution is I want to try and, well, one of many New Year's resolutions is I don't want to swear so much, but it's very... very fucking hard.
There we go. I can't wait to hear more music of Bad Nerves, hopefully later this year, before the pandemic ends.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. But I would love to play one song of the debut album, because we need to play that again. Which song should we pick, Bobby?
Well, if it was me, my favorite, I mean, it's hard to pick, but I'd probably say Mad Mind is my favorite, personally. But maybe so. I think I've heard them all so many times, but that one still is interesting to me.
So let's play
I like all of them still, which is crazy, because like, some of them are like 5 years old. But I guess, you know, if you don't like what you're writing, then why are you doing it?
That's completely true. Let's meet next time again, hopefully in the Netherlands. But now, thanks for this time, and I'm going to play your favorite of the album.
Wicked, man. Thank you so much. This was a pleasure. Hopefully we'll get to hang again fairly soon.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.